ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Welcome back to ShareCare Radio. I'm Dr. Daria, and I'm here with Dr. Keith Roach, ShareCare's Chief Medical Officer, an internist and professor at Weill Cornell Medical College, and creator of ShareCare's Real Age Test. Now, since most of us spend our work week in an office, staying healthy while at work is one of the critical pieces of one's real age. So, Keith, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Now, first question I want to ask you is, I see all these people walking around with these less traditional, you could call them, seating office furniture. They have standing desks, treadmill desks, and those BOSU balls. And are they effective? And what are they doing for us?
So they are effective. If you like using them and you're comfortable using them, then I certainly recommend them if you're in a workplace that is forward-thinking enough to allow you to do them and better yet, pay for them. So what they do is they get you from sitting, and sitting is bad. Sitting doesn't use our muscles. Things kind of pool up, prolonged sitting has been shown pretty clearly to be associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So by reducing sitting and getting up and exercising more, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, which one of those do you like? Do you care, or do you just want people to be doing something? Do you want a treadmill desk or a ball or what?
Well, I am kind of old-fashioned. I still use my regular desk, but you'll seldom see me sitting at it. I get up and pace around, and it may drive my office workers, fellow office mates, crazy, but that works for me. If you are someone who wants to try a desk, I would probably try a standing desk first because they tend to be easiest. Treadmill desks take a lot to get used to. It's not a common person who is able to type and talk on the phone while walking on the treadmill. But
I can't imagine typing while walking on the treadmill.
I have seen people type, including Dr. Roizen, who was on a few minutes
ago. Dr. Mike Roizen does have a treadmill desk. He's a pro at it. So you're saying you don't even have to have one of these fancy gadgets if you just get up and walk around periodically, but if you want, maybe start off with a standing desk.
That would be my suggestion.
Okay. Now, that you kind of answered my next question, and we had a segment in the news of the week on my last segment about sitting being the new smoking. So what can I do if I have to sit at work?
Sorry to disagree with the premise, but nothing is as bad as smoking. Smoking makes your
real age
older by something to 8 to 12 years. It's as bad as a habit as almost imaginable. Sitting probably makes your real age older by something like 1 or 2 years. So it is certainly worth your while to take some steps, so to speak, to avoid sitting all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the same range as smoking.
Okay. Now, moving on from sitting to lunchtime. It's lunchtime for a lot of people right now. What are some easy and healthy work lunches or even like a good work snack that you suggest? It's not going to take me a lot of time in the morning.
Yeah. So I'm always cautious about recommending meals for people because diet is such a personal choice. That being said, bringing something in is almost always better than going out and getting something. The number of calories that you'll eat is something that you can control when you're eating. You can also control the amount of fat and sugar to a much greater degree when you're bringing things in yourself. So it's kind of whatever you want to do. You want to get rid of leftovers, bring those in by all means. You want to put together a super healthy lunch of fruits and fresh vegetables and nuts. Those are all great choices. If you're a little bit more old-fashioned and you like a chicken sandwich, go ahead and cook up a mess of chicken breasts at the beginning of the week, stick them all in the refrigerator, slice them in half difficult way, the coronal way, we would say in medicine, and put half the chicken breast in your sandwich, and you've got yourself a pretty good and pretty filling lunch that's going to be a lot healthier option for you.
So it doesn't take a lot of work, but just a little bit of planning ahead can do that. And it's better for you. You're saving money, and you also save time once you're at the office. I like those suggestions. Thank you. Speaking of, food or other things, what are things you suggest for improving my effectiveness at work? Any healthy and natural performance enhancers, maybe food or other things that could help us?
Well, here it's a good idea to know yourself. If you know that after 2 or 3 hours you are snappy and irritable if you don't get your food or your coffee, then by all means find some ways of getting in some healthy snacks. My favorite healthy snack is a bag of nuts and dried cranberries that they sell at my local store, which are a great pick-me-up for me. I don't drink coffee, so I'm not drinking coffee during the day, but I have brought a thermos of tea once or twice to my office to keep me going.
Now, okay, well, on that, tell me about my daily caffeine use. Am I putting myself at risk? How much, what do you suggest for people to drink?
So the data on caffeine use, which is an extremely robust database now, there have been hundreds and hundreds of studies which have looked at it, have shown that there's probably very little, if any, health risk from caffeine. So I tend not to worry about it too much. The one thing that is pretty consistent is that caffeine does prevent your body from absorbing all of the calcium that it ought to. So if you are a habitual 2 or 3 or more cup of coffee drinker or equivalent per day, I would be sure to get in some extra calcium.
Oh, great. Great to know. I will up my calcium intake as a result so I can keep drinking my caffeine. Thank you very much, Keith. Now, moving on, we're still kind of in flu season. You know, where there's also cold season. Are there any suggestions for how to stay germ-free at work?
First suggestion, it is not too late to go and get your flu shot. Your doctor's office still has plenty of flu shots, so go and get one. It's our best way. Our second best way is avoiding people who have the flu. And since you can't often control that in the workplace, unless you're the one who is sick, if you're sick, stay home. You're not going to be doing yourself or your coworkers any favors. But once you are at work, there are still some steps that you can take to try to reduce your risk of getting in contact with the viruses that cause the flu as well as the cold. And the most important one is probably washing your hands fairly frequently during the day. I do prefer soap and water, but a lot of people do like the Purell, the other alcohol gel-based hand sanitizer, and they work pretty well, too. The studies have shown that they're just about as effective as soap and water, but if you use them more than 2 or 3 times, your hands kind of get sticky, and they don't feel so good, and that's a reminder for you to go and wash with soap and water.
Wash. Okay. Last minute, Keith, what's your favorite health tip that you do?
Oh, for me, it is mostly about exercise. I've managed to find a way to incorporate exercise in my daily routine. I walk to my office. I walk usually home for lunch, which is a good way of taking care of the lunchtime problem, but not a lot of people can do that. And with walking to and from work every day, I'm able to get in something like 15,000 steps. And if I am able to run or cycle or swim, then that's all on top of that. So exercise helps keep me mentally balanced and physically fit.
Okay, and you like people to aim for 10,000 steps?
10,000 is a good beginner's goal.
Okay, great. So it comes down to little things, getting the activity that you can get, walking around at the office, taking walking breaks, getting some activity there, bringing in your food. You can have your caffeine, but take your calcium supplementation if you're having it as well. So that's been really, really helpful, Keith. I really appreciate you joining me and sharing your information with everyone. Your tips were great, and I hope they'll help all of us to lower our real age a bit. You know, to find out more about the real age test, go to sharecare.com/real age. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.